How are you?
We're doing great. I'm sitting over here under the awning. MJ's got a guitar out. We're nice and dry, even though it's raining outside. I have no complaints.
Well, that's good. That's nice. So, what Airstream do you have, or what are you at the rally in?
Which one's at the rally? I was going to say, which Airstream are you talking about? But we have a 25-foot Classic. It's 2005. We bought it at Woodland RV in Grand Rapids, Michigan last May, and we love it. That's what we use to travel, and we have a 86 32-footer, which we keep at an Airstream campground in Tennessee, and that's kind of like our base, and then we use the Classic to travel around.
Oh, that's a neat idea. How often do you get to go out to the base?
Actually, we had some plans. We're going to go to Montana this summer, but we're having so much fun at the campground. We cancel the trip so we can go back and carry on with the rest of the jokers there and just have a good old time.
Oh, cool. So you have some regulars
But we
that you.
travel. I'm sorry.
You have some regulars there that you get to meet up with?
Oh, definitely. It's Tennessee Cumberland Plateau Campground. It's on 400 acres in the plateau of Tennessee. It's about 2,000 feet elevation. And I think we have 130 sites, some of which are guest sites, but most of them are owned by members of the campground. Different
Interesting.
numbers of people are there more often than some, but it's a great group, some of the most friendly people I've ever met in my life.
Wow, interesting. So you use the new Classic to travel. What kind of places do you travel to?
Well, it's not a new Classic. It's a 2005,
New
but
to
it's
you.
new to us.
Yeah.
We just spent September and October in New Brunswick and Nova Scotia, Canada. We did like a Maritimes trip, and that was absolutely fantastic. Mussels, chowder, lobster. Oh, did I mention I like to eat? It was a great trip. We went with another couple who also have a they have a 27-foot Airstream, and it was really great.
Wow, that sounds like fun. What's the is that the furthest you've gone with it?
No, we've done the Western United States, like Zion, Grand Canyon, all that stuff. I'm not really sure. I think Utah is probably further than Nova Scotia. When we were in Nova Scotia, the northernmost tip of Cape Breton, which I'm not sure how familiar you are with the geography up there, but it's an island that's part of Nova Scotia that's a little bit further north. There's a campground up there called Meat Cove. Yes, you heard me correctly. Meat Cove. And it's perched on a cliff overlooking the Atlantic Ocean, and it is absolutely phenomenal.
Wow, yeah, that sounds pretty. Nice place to be, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. But the winds howl, and the weather can change on you in a minute because, I mean, you're sitting there, you look east, and the next thing out there is, I guess, Newfoundland and then Iceland. I mean, it's like you're on the edge of the continent. It's quite an exciting place to be.
How's your Airstream holding up, towing in all these different places?
Well, I mean, there's always some sort of issue. You have an RV, you have something that's, it wouldn't be fun if you didn't have to figure out how to fix something. We've had little minor issues, but all in all, it's doing very well. The secret is keep your tires new, keep your tires properly inflated, don't do anything stupid, maintain the systems like you would, like you should, and it'll last forever.
Yep, that's great. That's why we love them, and the camaraderie we run into, being in the aluminum family, as it were.
Have you ever had a chance to get out here to the factory, Tim?
Actually, yeah. When I picked up my Ambassador, I bought it on eBay. It was in Ohio, and that factory was the first place I stayed in it overnight.
Oh, very cool. So you stayed at the Terraport.
Yes, I stayed at the Terraport, and I actually had them do a little bit of work on the Ambassador before I towed it back to California.
Well, right after Memorial Day next year is the 10th Alumapalooza, and I'm going to suggest you come out here and hang out with us because we really have a good time.
Well, there you go.
There's something to be learned. There's people to meet. My wife and I, this is our eighth. We missed the first one because we didn't know anything about it. But once we came to the second one, we'll sign up this week for next year. That's how much we enjoy this place.
Wow. And it sounds like you're better since they have the overflow now.
Right. it gets full pretty quickly.
Well, awesome, Dave. Appreciate you talking with me.
So, I enjoyed it. You want me to pass you on to MJ, our singer-songwriter?
Sure. Let's hear MJ.
Okay, hold on. Here comes MJ.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good, MJ. How